BFM.
It's really softened up and it's gone smooth.
It's time for What's Up with Deputy Leader of the National Party, Nicola Willis.
Well, Nicola Willis was unavailable this morning, so we have got, joining us on the line right now, we've got Minister Tama Poutaka. Good morning, how are you?
Kia ora, Johnny. How are you doing this morning?
Yeah, good here. Now, I just thought we might have a bit of a deep dive on state housing this morning. The National Government under Jim Bolger and Jenny Shipley sold off a significant portion of the state housing stock in the 90s. Do you acknowledge that National's policy during this period contributed to the current shortage of state houses? And how do you respond to critics who say this was a key factor in today's housing crisis?
Yeah, well, first thing is, Johnny, thanks for having me on your show. I know I'm not as great a replacement as
Just as good, mate. Yeah, you're Minister for Housing, so...
Associate Minister, yep. Chris Bishop's Minister of Housing, I'm his sidekick, his sidekick, Robin to his Batman. You know, the government's committed to Kāinga Ora as the country's biggest landlord and housing provider, and over various many years, Kāinga Ora and its antecedents like Housing Corporation and other state housing entities have both built and sold houses, not just in the Bolger-Shipley era, but also in the most recent era with Jacinda Ardern and Chris Hipkins. So houses have been sold off and built by various many successive governments over the years. And I think what we're really focused on is making sure that we have a social housing sector that's fit for purpose, and we continue to support not just Kāinga Ora, but also community housing providers who have really come on as providers of housing for those people in genuine need.
In 2020, Nicola Willis admitted that the National Party was wrong to sell off and convert more state houses than it built when it was last in office from 2008 to 2017. And a couple of years ago, in 2022, Chris Bishop told RNZ that National will, quote, build enough state and social housing so that there is no housing wait list. With National recently cutting $423 million from the Kāinga Ora house build program and over $1 billion from the maintenance fund, how does National propose to tackle the ongoing housing crisis, particularly with a focus on addressing supply shortages and maintenance of public housing stock?
Yeah, I think the first thing is there's quite a bit of packaging in that comment there, Johnny. Mm-hmm. But what I would acknowledge is that... over the last few years, we've created a social housing system that's been financially unsustainable. And not only that, you've seen a lot of private developers go to the wall and not be in a position to, to build housing. So most of the housing built in the country is actually private development. It's not social housing. But what we found over the last couple of years, and increasingly in places like Rotorua and indeed Hamilton, where I'm living, we've had social housing really dominate the build sector, and we need to get the right mix and the right balance. And that's why Minister Bishop and this government have been really focused on recalibrating the entire housing system, making sure that consenting and zoning is in place, better infrastructure funding and financing tools, and also dealing to emergency housing, which I'm specifically responsible for. That's one of the government targets. So again, the point I'm making is that most housing in this country should be built by private developers, not the government. There is a group of our community, a large number of people who do have some real genuine need for social housing. And some will have social housing for life, and others might have social housing for a period, and then buy their own house or get into their own private rental. We haven't got the settings right. We found that out, of course, with the recently released report authored by Sybil English and others that basically articulated that Kāinga Ora is financially unsustainable and it's not delivering on the needs of people. When you mention the social housing waitlist, the numbers on the social housing waitlist, my understanding is that they have actually come down since we've been in office, and certainly on the emergency housing side, the numbers have come down by over two-thirds. There's been a reduction in over two-thirds of households living in emergency housing over the last 12 months. So there are some things that we've done, some choices that we've made that have really recalibrated this government provision of support around both emergency and social housing. I look forward to continuing to tautoko Minister Bishop and Minister Willis in this mahi.
Now, Labor has come out in regards to the 2024 budget and has labelled the housing-related cuts as catastrophic for Aotearoa, especially in areas like warmer Kiwi homes and public housing maintenance. What's your response to these claims and how do you justify the decisions made in the budget?
Well, I think Labor and the opposition generally have been very feverish around their views regarding housing. We have different views, and that's Kate's point. We can have that debate both in the House and outside of the House. But certainly our view is we need to recalibrate the whole system and don't think that just because we're putting more money into housing or more money into a system that things are going to get better. We don't measure our success by the amount of money we throw at a problem. We measure our success by making sure that we get outcomes and solutions to the challenges and the problems that we face as a country and we face as communities. Hence why I've been very enthusiastic about my specific role in emergency housing, but also the recalibration of the funding and financing of the housing sector and the overarching mission of Minister Bishop as the Minister of Housing and also Minister Willis and others to ensure that we've got the right system in place to ensure that the provision of housing, both private and social, reflects the needs of communities and also the aspirations of whānau to build their own whānau stability and whānau wealth. There have been a whole range of efforts over the last 5 or 6 years, many, many different grant schemes and funding schemes that have been put in place, but actually housing's got worse over that time. And so what we're saying is, well, stop, let's just reflect here and say, what do we really want to do? We really do want to create more housing, but not just social housing, which dominates the build space, but activating developers, private businesses, organisations that have a genuine interest in being involved in housing, like Simplicity, run by Sam Stubbs, and Positive Capital, and other organisations that are a little bit more philanthropic in nature, but do recognise that they have a part to play in the provision of housing. So I don't think that, again, come back to my main point, that creating a whole bunch of new grants programs and throwing money at housing is a measure of success. It's actually how many people who have a need, a genuine need, are supported.
Now, next question. Labor has suggested that reduced spending on public housing maintenance could lead to the sale of public homes, recalling previous history of asset sales under National. How does the National Party view this criticism, and what is the government's approach to ensuring the long-term sustainability of public housing if you're not maintaining it?
Well, I think the first thing, Johnny, is that Labor sold houses in the last 5 or 6 years. So any claim that it's only National-led governments that have sold houses and Labor-led governments haven't is both untrue and unreasonable. That's the first thing. I think the second thing is that, no, we will continue to support the building of public housing. And right now, we've done that. Kāinga Ora continues to build public houses. Right now, I think it's going to add another 2,500 homes to the state housing stock over the next 2 years. And we've also created some space, some budget space, to support community housing providers to deliver around 1,500 new social housing homes in the next 3 years as well. So we've been very deliberate around making sure that there's continued pipeline of new builds by Kāinga Ora and also community housing providers who we have a lot of time and energy for. We are committed to ensuring that we reduce the number of households in emergency housing as well. So any observations or claims by the opposition and others that we're doing nothing and we're actually going backwards, I think, are far-fetched and not aligned with what the reality on the ground is. We are very determined to make sure that there is an ongoing pipeline of social houses, and those through both community housing providers and Kāinga Ora, and making sure that we work with organisations like community organisations, community housing providers, but also private businesses and philanthropic organisations to ensure we've got enough social housing places for people in housing need. And the need is great. As you know, there's a lot of people doing it real hard out there, particularly in the housing space, students and others, and making sure that we've got enough private provision as well as enough social provision, and the levers and the tools and the systems are in place to enable that is top of mind.
Okay, just kind of on that last point about people doing it a bit tough at the moment, I've got one more question for you.
Yes.
Many Auckland whānau and people right across the country are finding themselves worse off despite the tax cuts delivered by National, particularly due to rising costs in public transport, healthcare, prescriptions and housing. How do you respond to the concern that the National Party's tax plan is disproportionately benefiting higher income earners while leaving everyday Kiwi families struggling?
Well, the first thing, John, is to acknowledge that a lot of people are doing it tough up and down the country, Auckland, but also many other places. So I recognise that that concern and that observation is both genuine and real. Second observation that I'm prepared to make and I'd like to make is that we do have had a very serious economic funk, and part of that has been influenced by COVID, but part of it has been influenced by a lot of wasteful spending. So our mission is to make sure that we don't have wasteful spending in government, and there's debates over whether or not some of our spending is wasteful. We don't think it is. We think that we've actually cut a lot of the wasteful spending out. When you do that, you do have an impact on inflation, and inflation has come down a bit, but it's still very high, so the cost of certain things can be very high. And you might recall last year, Johnny, with the floods, Auckland anniversary floods, and also Gabrielle, the price of veggies just and fruit just went through the roof. So you might have, you know, $19 a kg kumara or $15 a kg tomatoes. So those real basic groceries and healthy foods cost a lot more last year with the onset of the weather issues that we dealt with and we inhaled. So dealing with the wasteful spending, inflation has come down and, you know, karakia is going out, so we don't have any more massive weather events. The interest rates have come down, things are starting to turn, but they are still very tough for a lot of people, no doubt. Hence why we've been very deliberate on making sure that we do have some tax cuts. You, I'm sure, appreciate the cutting of the Auckland regional fuel tax, which was not helpful.
I'm sure it has has some sort of benefit, but I commute on my bicycle, so I'm kind of like
living outside. Most people have a car.
Yeah.
And cutting that fuel tax, I think, has helped a little bit. So we're trying to do things in a way that we can ensure that the costs are managed and manageable. You probably know about electricity costs. They're just skyrocketed high. So there are things that we're undertaking that take a long time, making sure we've got proper energy supply and electricity supply so the costs aren't so high, and things that we've been able to do in the short term, like cutting wasteful spending, that's had an impact on inflation. I do recognise that cost of living has been a major, major issue, probably the most important issue for whānau and communities throughout Auckland and throughout the country, and certainly hope to ensure that we continue to take steps and make choices that bring that cost of living back to a manageable situation, and we're able to spark up the economy so that there are more job and employment opportunities, but also business opportunities where people can grow their own.
Excellent. Hey, MP Tama Poutaka, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning here on BFM Breakfast.
No problem, Johnny. And if you need to come to Hamilton, jump on your bike and bike down, mate.
Yeah, rad. It's not too far. All right. Ka pai, brother. We'll see you soon.
Ka pai. Ka kite.
That was What's Up with Deputy Leader of the National Party, Nicola Willis. BFM.